Now, while I made this title a little spicy, how to cut people off like a pro, joking, not joking, it's something that some of us sisters have to do. Whether it is a toxic friend or a relationship that is haram, or maybe, you know, I know you're thinking of family members, some of you, you know, somebody have to just cut off. That I'll get into, family versus others, it's not quite the same. But having the ability to set this boundary and not just continuously engage and almost bathe in toxicity to the point where it brings you down is something many of us need to learn how to do. And in this podcast, we're going to dive into it, how to cut people off like a pro. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslimah Speaks podcast. I'm your host, coming to you every week on topics that help women not just grow, but thrive. A lot of you guys know that we are dedicated to helping Muslim women find the solutions to the problems in the modern day world that allow them to still maintain their Muslim identity. We're not just throwing it to the side and modernizing, ladies. There's a way to live harmoniously, and we give tips on that here. Alhamdulillah. Now, today we're talking about something pretty serious, and it could cross into the line of fiqh. So I want to say right from the bat, I'm not giving any advice on fiqh. If you want to do that, you need to go to an imam. But what I will do today is I will cover basically what we need to do to make sure that we can preserve ourselves Islamically, keep the boundaries of Islam that's set for us. And so inshallah ta'ala, we can remove ourselves from situations that might be harmful or toxic. And that might be something you're currently struggling with. And so hopefully this is a bit of advice that will get that going for you. Right. For those of you who don't already know, we have an entire website full of free resources, free classes, and so many other things. I do free consultations and many more at www.mindful-muslimah.com. We have tons of things related to marriage, love, parenting, life balance, which I know so many of us are struggling with. And then I will let you know that we also currently have a free book club. We're doing The Productive Muslim. We're about 2 weeks in to a 6-week stint. So really, really exciting. I'll put that link below. But also just know that you can always find the links to everything in my bio at Mindful Muslimah on Instagram. Last thing I'll remind you of is that February 11th, we're going to be doing a huge workshop, probably one of the best and biggest I've ever done, on how to find a spouse by the Quran and Sunnah, but different stuff that I've shared before on compatibility and questions. And what I'll be doing is live right there, taking your questions and giving you feedback related to your issues, as well as doing the information that I would normally give. And so excited. But to get into that one, you have to get in now. I'll also put the link below. All right, so let's dive into today really, really quick. It's really important to have this ability that when you know that, you know, it's hard, I know, especially for people pleasers, to cut people off. It can be challenging, but really, really necessary for our overall mental health, sometimes even physical health, because let's face it, mental health bleeds into your physical health. So I thought today we'd give some tips on how to help navigate this delicate situation. All right, tip number one is set boundaries. One of the biggest problems people have is that when they get into any type of relationship, they don't set boundaries. When I say relationship, I mean like friendship, right, with another sister. Now, if it becomes a work situation, it could be like work coworker situation. I want to say right off the bat, though, any mixing between males and females is always not permissible. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said when two are alone, shaitan is the third. So hanging out with this male coworker and stuff, I know it's like very, very 2024. It's super easy and breezy, but it's just not. Islamically, there's just no bearings that that's okay. But what I want to say to you is this. The point of this podcast is not to talk about haram and halal. It's more to talk about how to take care of you, how to speak up for yourself, how to be able to say no in ways, and honestly, sometimes remove people from your life when they're only harming you. Now, let me say, when it comes to family members have a different set of standards. I didn't make that rule. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. So let's look at moms and dads, right? Bir walidain. They have a place in our heart. They cannot be cut off. Okay. Even if they're toxic and bad and all these other things, there's different things we can do about that for sure. We don't have to ignore it, but it's not something where we cut them off. All right. You don't cut off your parents in Islam. Another one is family members. The Rasulullah, he talked about kin. Kin is very important in Islam. He spoke about it many times. And who are the kindred that you have to keep ties with? Subhanallah. And people ask this often. And so I want you to know that it's really, really important that you understand that these are people that we don't cut off. And the correct scholarly view is that the kindred with whom ties must be upheld refers to the blood relatives. Not relatives from breastfeeding. I know that might be weird for some people, but some people are involved in that in their countries with their culture. The blood relatives on the mother's and father's side. As for the wife's relatives, they are not kindred for the husband. And the husband's relatives are not kindred for the wife. Interesting to note. Upholding the ties of kinship may be done in many ways, such as visiting, charity, treating them kindly, visiting them when they're sick, enjoining what is good and forbidding evil. That is pretty much it. You can say there's some other small things, but I want you to notice what is not on the list. Holding long phone conversations that are toxic. Nope, not on the list, right? Sitting in parties for long periods of time where you get like badgered and bothered and bothered about. Nope. Not on the list. There's all kinds of toxic situations that us women deal with our family members. And I just want you to know that it's more like visiting them, kindness, charity. And these are quick moments, ladies. These don't have to be extended hours and hours of obligation and forbidding what is evil even. So even if they're doing evil, you know, reminding them that that's not permissible. Backbiting is not permissible. Yeah, you're allowed to do that. So I want us to understand that if those are the boundaries genuinely, then why are we giving extra time and energy to things that we're not even accountable for? Okay. So it's really, really important to think about those as basic boundaries. Obviously there could be like a little bit more, but overall, kindness to relatives is really important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about this also in the Quran. The kindred are the blood relatives on your mother's and father's side. And that is cited in Surah Al-Ahzab 33:6 and Anfal 8:75. So I just want to get that out the way. That's for the family. Now let's talk more about just like genuine situations and how you should handle them. Okay. So let's talk about setting boundaries. Tip number one, establishing boundaries with people is really important. Understanding what behaviors, interactions are acceptable to you and which are not is really important. And communicating these boundaries calmly and assertively is really important. So the first thing is when you meet a new person from here on, let's just put this in our mind, that we have to let them know what we accept. We don't accept, you know, like for example, with me, if I sit with a group of friends, they know I'm not going to sit for backbiting. I absolutely will not. I'll just get up and leave. I'm not going to participate. If they're going to start to do it, I'll say, hey, guys, and I'll make excuse for that person, whatever they did. May Allah make it easy for them. May Allah guide them. And then I'll move on to the next topic. If they cannot stop backbiting, then I cannot hold them in my circle of friends. And if they ask me why, I will tell them that. I'm not afraid. Why? Because it's an Islamic tenet. It just is. And people who are afraid to tell people what they really feel and think, it's not that you're being rude. It's that you are creating standards for yourself. And that's something you're going to have to let go of if you think that's a rude thing. You're creating standards. It's like saying, like, would you allow people to murder people right around you? No, like that would be completely ridiculous. Who would do that? Well, guess what? That's also a standard. Like, I don't allow lying, stealing, murder. Like these are like, oh, these are so obvious. Like, who does that? No, but my point is there's still standards. Somebody created boundaries. Otherwise, if there are no boundaries, everybody could just do anything, right? We could be super lewd and crazy and nasty and everybody can just do anything. But we are not like that because we're Muslim. And that extends to other types of boundaries like behavior in front of each other. Like, hey, I don't go here. I don't go there. Also, I don't allow you to talk to me a certain way. There's another boundary, right? I don't allow you to call me names. I don't allow you to tease me in front of others. If that happens, I might have to pull you to the side, which goes into my number two tip. Be direct and honest, guys. When you decide to cut someone off, just be straightforward. When you decide that this person is toxic in your life, just be straightforward. You beating around the bush. If this person, like, for example, you don't have Islamic obligations to them, you know they're toxic in your life, for example. And there's harder people to do that with than others. And when I say cut them off, I don't mean in a rude way. I mean you have to sever the relationship. It's not healthy. It could be mentally breaking you down. Let's talk about the fact that alhamdulillah, one of the best things that we have to do sometimes in our life is assess our life and where it's going. And if I find out right now that I need to focus more on me or school or something, I can earnestly say that to the other person. Look, I don't have that much time right now because I'm focusing on this. But then sometimes you have those clingy people that won't stop, bah, 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 and they don't take no for an answer. Anybody know those people? Yep, we know them all the time. But at the end of the day, they still need to hear it. And then when they keep calling and stuff like that, I'll tell you what to do next. But for now, what I want to say, avoid making excuses or beating around the bush. Be direct and honest. Express your feelings and concerns respectfully, but firmly. For example, you might have to say, I've noticed that every time we are leaving each other, it makes me feel really anxious. I notice I'm more anxious than usual. So I've decided to take a step back for a little while because I just need to recenter myself and kind of like find out, you know, where I want to go right now in this part of my life. Like, you can just let them know that I recognize that being around you, I'm spending more time on my phone, or I'm spending more time here, I'm not getting things done. Like, you could be more whatever. And you could say, hey, look, it's not a reflection on you per se. It's just like right now it's not working out for me. And then I have to move back. Or I've noticed that like we're spending a lot of time talking about this person. I just feel like it's not really benefiting me in my life right now. We have to do something. You could suggest to them to change it before you cut the relationship. Fair square. But you have to like be really clear and firm about it. Like, I'm not going to do that anymore. And that's just like really where I'm at. And if you find them keep doing, you can give them one or two reminders. And if you can't, you might have to move into tip three. And tip three is really going to be limiting contact gradually. You know, I give this story before in the podcast. So if you're new, this will be new to you. And if you're not, this will be a reminder. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, when he was a teenager, people would come and knock on his door and invite him to town. And at first he would tell them no, because he knew town was like dancing and music and nonsense, and he didn't want to be part of it. Remember, this is the same prophet, peace be upon him, that was noticing the idols in his town and people were doing that. So, you know, they too were going through this temptation at the time they were alive. And he would say, no, I can't go. But they wouldn't leave him alone. So what he would do sometimes is say, I'm ill or I don't feel well. And so that they would leave him alone, he'd have to stay home. So my point is, he was direct, he was honest, but they wouldn't stop. So he had to do number three, which is limit contact gradually. If completely cutting someone off feels too abrupt or difficult, or if you've tried to tell them and they just won't accept it, consider gradually reducing the frequency and intensity of your interactions. This gives both of you the time to adjust and may lessen the emotional impact for you or them. So it's kind of like this. Be busy. You're busy with school right now. You're really important to me. It's just that I have less time right now because I'm doing this. But when you're busy for extended periods of time, they're going to find something else to do with their energy. If every morning they were calling you, they'll find something else to do. At first, it's going to be a little bit hard, but you're not completely cutting them off. You're just limiting yourself. And let's say 3 hours a day to maybe 30 minutes a day to them, or an hour. The point is, if you haven't noticed, all of this takes grit. It takes you to say no. It takes you. So the beautiful part here is you have complete control, right? Alhamdulillah. And the last thing I want to say is, as you're able to do this, you'll notice that you'll get this great opportunity for tip number four, which is to focus on your self-care. And I will say that cutting someone off, especially if you're a people pleaser, can be emotionally taxing. But prioritizing self-care during this time is really, really a great place to move to. Surround yourself with supportive friends and engage in activities that bring you fulfillment. That's the reason, honestly, all the time we're creating all these opportunities online for you ladies to connect. We know some of you are struggling in these types of situations and you don't have anyone else that'll make you feel positive. It's really hard to go this road alone. It's really easy to believe things will just get better later, or you'll just get to them later, and it just pushes forward and forward and forward, and nothing ever changes for you. You stay stuck, you stay emotional, you stay anxious, you stay sad, you stay worried. I need to teach you a secret of life if no one has ever said it to you before. Stop waiting. In life, things don't just happen. You have to take action. We were talking in the Productive Muslim the last time we were talking in the book club about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to like getting things done in your life or making change, you renew your intention and you take action. And then you leave the outcome to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So you leave the trust, that's the trust piece, the tawakkul, but you do your part first. That's that whole tie your camel bit. Okay? Are you tying your camel? For example, when it comes to finding a spouse, are you doing that? You haven't had success. You're not doing it. You're not doing a great job. You don't know what's going on. Can't find a guy. All these guys are talking to you on apps and then never committing to you. What are you doing differently, right? When we create workshops for women, we focus on problems that we know that we hear multiple women telling us they have. And then we put up a workshop that has solutions. We do it intentionally because we know they're struggling on their own. Right? So when I say we have a compatibility and questions workshop, I'm not just like announcing a workshop. What I'm really doing is presenting a solution, right? When I have a book club, I'm presenting a solution. I'm giving women an opportunity to do things differently. For example, we were on yesterday. One sister said she had been realizing that she had been purchasing self-help book after the other and doing this. And she was just purchasing things, thinking those would resolve her problem. But what she really needed to do was have a relationship with Allah, and she was avoiding it. That's brilliant. I am so proud of that sister and so many of the sisters on there that were sharing deep emotional things. When we do things together at Mindful Muslima, it is all about helping you take a moment to get real about what's going to be healthy in your life. And remember, doing difficult things like cutting people off doesn't mean that you dislike or disrespect them as a person. It means that you're prioritizing your well-being, as your well-being is an amana with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Choosing a spouse is an amana for you on your children, your unborn children. Do you know how many women are calling me up in really drastic marital situations that could have been avoided had they had done the right thing? If you are not already part of a learning circle to change the way you look for a spouse, I implore you to join us. It is 100% free. In the workshop. Like I said, I'll put the link below. And if you're a person who is struggling with people pleasing and all that, we have an entire course on emotional wellness. It's called, it's our second most famous course after the marriage one, because I guess everybody is really interested in getting married. But most women find they actually need the emotion one as well. It's how to master your emotions. We even have a free class on the website, www.mindful-muslim.com. Prioritizing your well-being and choosing healthy relationships and boundaries is your right. Do it for yourself. Do it for your unborn children or your current children. You get one life. And if you're recognizing there are toxic people around you, you have allowed that circle to exist. You can stop it at any time. You're in my thoughts. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.